Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start. That's at the beginning. And, of course, by looking back at yesterday's FA Cup third round action as we brought you five live commentaries across the TalkSport network.
It is one of the best days in the football calendar. Third round Saturday. There will be shocks. There will be glory. And it's all here on TalkSport.
Driven across by McAteer. Iheanacho! Buries it into the back of the net.
Kane on the edge of a penalty area. Fires in a brilliant goal. And Harry Kane finally breaks the deadlock. And he's now just one behind Jimmy Greaves.
Keeper's had an absolute nightmare. It's Crystal Palace 1, Southampton 2.
Bournemouth 2, Burnley 4. And it's a tremendous finish by Manuel Benson.
Just as I'm saying that, Bournemouth get an equaliser and the home fans go wild, Ollie Clink.
Bournemouth 1, Accrington Stanley 1, and he's been brilliant all afternoon. Peter in love.
It's getting embarrassing. Borough 1, Brighton 5, and it's Dennis Undov who's only just come on as a substitute.
They're going to work it in towards the penalty spot, and it's lashed in! That is a fourth goal! And this now is turning into a humiliation for Premier League Nottingham Forest. It's Blackpool 4, Forest 0.
Chesterfield 3, West Brom 3 is how it's finished here. Breathtaking, exciting, dramatic.
And Benrahma against his old club from 22 yards out may just have fired West Ham into the fourth round of the FA Cup.
This could be the biggest shock of the round of the entire competition so far. It's finished at Coventry. Coventry City 3, Wrexham 4.
Trippier picks it up, but there is the full-time whistle, and Sheffield Wednesday of League One have produced a major shock on third round day. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Newcastle United 1.
And the FA Cup is weaving its magic again at Anfield.
That's good work from Huang, and it's in! And it's the equaliser for Wolves! And we'll go again. A replay at Molineux. It's finished here at Anfield. Liverpool 2, Wolves 2.
And our fifth and final commentary on Saturday came at Anfield as Liverpool could only draw with Wolves. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport with Adam Bridge and Mickey Gray on comms duty.
And Andy Madley says that's enough. Well, I think we could have probably done with another 20 minutes or so. An enthralling FA Cup tie in the third round here at Anfield that will go to a replay.
Fantastic. Absolutely loved it. We expected goals in the second half. Well, we got them. We had silly mistakes in the game. Goalkeepers making mistakes. But I think overall, a superb cup tie.
Generally, over the whole game, I thought we didn't win enough decisive challenges, to be honest, defensively.
We are happy for the performance. We have it for the players, but not happy with the score, because I think we scored three goals. And unfortunately for us, they whistle offside in one goal that doesn't exist, so we have to ask it.
The holders of the competition, Liverpool, held by Wolves, who sit 19th in the Premier League.
It's only one step. The real situation is that we are in the bad position in the league.
They come here with intent. They try to win the football match, and I think the performance showed that.
It was as dominant as it could have been to play around a team like that. We brought Trent in good positions. We got a lot of players in good positions and were really aggressive. A lot of things were really good, but then you have to keep going like that.
And we'll go again. A replay at Molineux. It's finished here at Anfield. Liverpool 2, Wolves 2.
I, for one, am looking forward to the replay between these two sides because that was a cracker.
It was a pity, but we have to accept. We have to be ready for the next matches, for the match, and this is all.
I don't know how far we're away, but it's details, and if we change the details, then we can change the whole picture.
And finally, a replay. The last thing you wanted, wasn't it?
Exactly. But that's what we deserve, so we have to go there.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, elsewhere, Harry Kane moved one goal away from breaking Jimmy Greaves' record for the club as their all-time top scorer as Spurs beat League One Portsmouth by a goal to nil in yesterday's early kickoff. Here's the former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara, the Spurs assistant coach Christian Stellini and the former Republic of Ireland midfielder Matt Holland, who all heaped praise on the England captain.
Kane on the edge of a penalty area, fires in a brilliant goal, and Harry Kane finally breaks the deadlock. And he's now just one behind Jimmy Greaves.
Absolute perfection from Harry Kane.
And a match which was screaming out for some quality now has it from Tottenham's main man. Tottenham 1, Portsmouth 0.
He's an absolute magician. He's a genius. He knows where the back of the net is, and he did it again superbly. Picked the ball up 30 yards out, a little 1-2. Gets half a yard and he bends it into the corner. It's a half chance for Harry Kane. And that's the difference between the two teams.
It wasn't great, was it, mate, to be honest? And the team that we put out, I mean, apart from Son and Kane, again, I'm like, oh, my word.
It's good with this type of player to play the game, and this type of game to have the possibility to find solution with the teammate. And Harry is, like, amazing. He's amazing. And so when you see Harry to play, you feel... And you enjoy the football.
How about this? Harry Kane scored his 265th goal for Tottenham on exactly the same day that Jimmy Greaves got his 265th back in 1970. Some symmetry.
He's a type of player, I repeat, he's an amazing player.
Elsewhere in the FA Cup third round, Championship side Blackpool thrashed Nottingham Forest by 4-1. Non-league Chesterfield took West Brom to a replay after drawing 3-3, and Nathan Jones won his first game as Saints boss as they beat Palace 2-1 at Selhurst Park. Here's how we and you reacted to a busy day of FA Cup football across the TalkSport network.
But the whistle goes, and the boos around us are from Nottingham Forest fans. Their team have been outplayed.
It's unacceptable, it's not good enough. It's all the negative words that you can think around it, it's all of them things. And I just said to the players exactly the same.
Yeah, delighted. I mean, obviously, it's a fantastic day for the football club.
Blackpool have blown them away. For large parts of this game, we couldn't tell who was a Premier League side and who was a team struggling at the bottom of the Championship.
I wouldn't even say we've got to learn from it, because that's like saying that today was OK, and it's not. You know, it's we've just got to make sure that never, ever happens again.
Forest have thrown in the towel here. They're a beaten side.
We accept the defeat too early in the game.
Believe it or not, that, you know, the players and everyone, the staff and everyone, are actually in a really, really good place at the minute. We actually think we're building a little bit of momentum.
Blackpool have the goal, and it's Marvin Ekpeteta that smashed it in from 6 yards out.
We've done well to get 4 goals against a good side, Premier League side. So
Yeah, it's good to get that, finally get a win after a while, and then just build on that now, hopefully.
Terrible mistakes for the goals. Really poor finishing for the chances that we created, and didn't fight enough to get back into the game.
We deserve that today from all the hard work we put in the previous games, and then hopefully next week we can do it again.
Chesterfield 3, West Brom 3 is how it's finished here. Breathtaking, exciting, dramatic, end-to-end, brilliant. It is a wonderful result for the non-league Spirites.
We have one opportunity more to deserve to be in the next round. The negative point was that we didn't fix the game how we wanted to fix, and we didn't achieve the result that we wanted to achieve today.
Yeah, I've been joined at the Technique Stadium by Armando Dobra. Two goals.
I said it last week as well. I thought I'd score today, and I've done it, and I'm really happy that I've scored. Don't know how many I've scored now. I think, was it five now?
Five, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to help the team.
Chesterfield, wow, they were superb today. Full time, Chesterfield 3, West Brom 3.
It's just really disappointing because we worked our socks off today, every single one of the players on the pitch.
In some points, the opponent was better than us, and in some moments, we react enough to allow us to have the opportunity to keep going for the one more game that can allow us to keep going in the cup.
We'll go there, we'll work hard again, and hopefully we can get a result and get the win.
Crystal Palace 1, Southampton 2, a massive and much-needed win for Nathan Jones and his side after a terrible run of form.
Tough week's an understatement, really, in terms of stuff, but no, it is. It's really important we bounce back with a performance and a win, but we got both today. And after a tough start and with everything that's been going on, showed real character today, so I'm proud of my group.
Some boos at the full-time whistle from the home side and bottom of the table. Southampton, who were booed off themselves in the week after they lost Nottingham Forest, go through.
We all need time to build and implement stuff, but look, results will determine my future at any level, you know. Like, I can say I want time, I want this, but what I want is results, and I want to get them as quick as possible.
This is a process that is taking in place about mentally how can we be more stronger, more determined. And that process taking time.
We know that we have to change the direction of certain things. Today we were a real aggressive football side, and I like that because that's what my sides are associated with. It takes time to build that, but we have to do that and take these steps. We have to take them a little bit quicker than we are at the minute.
A massive, massive win for Nathan Jones and his team with two huge games next week in the Carabao Cup and then at Everton in the Premier League. Full-time at Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace 1, Southampton 2.
Really proud of the group, proud of my coaching staff and everything for how we've reacted and how we made sane decisions and things and got to the point today where we could win a football game.
They're now through to the fourth round of the FA Cup. Ryan Reynolds surely will fly over for the fourth round as Wrexham beat a team 59 places above them in the league ladder.
If we weren't going to get through, we've got to make sure Coventry have got to earn everything they get from us today. And I felt the lads played with that kind of manner, you know, they were determined, they were strong defensively.
Congratulations to Wrexham, I've got to say that, and what I'm about to say next obviously has no bearing on that. I thought they deserved to win the game because I was as embarrassed as I've been in the first hour of watching a football game.
It's very special, and you've got to kind of savour these moments when you get great support like that. It doesn't happen, you don't get it often in your careers where you turn up at a championship ground and you've got 4,500 people right behind you, living every kick, every tackle right with you, and it was just great to be a part of it.
We should have been going through into the next round, but we, you know, like I say, it hurts, it stings because we've not been able to get back in, even though I thought for the last half an hour I thought we'd given everything.
A West Ham away or a Southampton away, my best friend Adam Armstrong plays Southampton, so, or any of them at the racecourse, because it would be a hell of an atmosphere at the racecourse.
We didn't really start until we went down to 10 men, as I've said, but to concede four goals at home, that's the embarrassing thing of it.
And up stepped Paul Mullin for his 18th goal of the season to fire past Simon Moore. Coventry 1, Wrexham of the National League 4.
Magnificent, you know, to have 4,500 fans, and it would have been 10,000 if they were allowed. It was a really great day.
It's not taking anything away from Wrexham. I think they deserve the win, and it isn't something that I'm enjoying talking about. I think it was a poor result, a really poor result, whichever way you look at it.
Trippier picks it up, but there is the full-time whistle, and Sheffield Wednesday of League One have produced a major shock on third round day. Sheffield Wednesday 2, Newcastle United 1.
Losing is the worst thing for any football manager, and that's a painful defeat for us today.
Really pleased to get the result tonight, but in the manner that we got the result tonight was very, very pleasing.
Newcastle United dumped out of the third round by a League One side yet again.
You know, we hadn't experienced losing for a long time, and sometimes you need that feeling because it drives you and it motivates you to better things.
We had a really good 2022, and you know, hopefully if we can sort of replicate 2023, then it puts us in good stead. But we know the work that we have to put in for this year.
Sheffield Wednesday through to round four. Wednesday 2, Newcastle United 1.
Tonight's a special moment to enjoy, to savour, and to say well done for everybody connected at the football club.
Lots to learn, positives and negatives, I think, in the performance. And we'll dust ourselves down and then look to Tuesday.
Boos from the home supporters at the end. Full-time, Bournemouth 16th in the Premier League 2, Burnley, the Championship leaders, 4.
That is the story of the game, really. You give away 3 ridiculous goals and you have no chance.
You can't keep making these individual mistakes and giving the ball away and conceding goals. Every time they got themselves back into the game, someone will make an individual error.
I think winning is something that you need to appreciate and value, and it was a good test for us as well, just to see how players would react to a stronger opposition. As long as there's no replay. It was, you know, that was for me the biggest thing. No replay.
Vincent Kompany won the FA Cup twice as a player, and he wins his first FA Cup game as a manager.
Again, nothing from this game other than it was a good test against a better opposition that we faced this season. And the lads show that they can raise the level, so we'll see how far they can raise the level, but it's difficult to say now.
They're just very comfortable, they're very smooth in possession. Every player is totally on board of what Vincent Kompany wants them to do.
When you're losing football matches, it becomes harder, of course. But as I said, there is an understanding of where we are at this moment.
Gary O'Neill has got a lot of problems to solve. I'm just looking at this Bournemouth team. They need at least 4 to 5 players. No, Bill Foley said that he's going to, you know, get his hand in his pocket in a transfer window. They need 4 to 5 players if they're going to survive in the Premier League.
5 losses on the trot. 3 of them are away to Newcastle, Chelsea and Man United. So
let's go to Jed, who is a Burnley fan.
It's phenomenal what they're doing. And I mean, there's a certainty now we're going back up to the Premier League.
We get seen as a team of possession because we have possession, but I wouldn't go as far as saying we like it as much, but we don't mind not having the ball either.
The way we're playing, unbelievable. I mean, what, 52 goals, highest in the whole of the Football League.
We don't really get carried away by any type of results. We just carry on, try and get better every day.
A real disappointing day, but still a real clear focus of what we need to do to get to where we need to get to.
And we end by looking ahead to today's FA Cup action as Chelsea travel to Man City, a game you can hear live on TalkSport. Now, after their 1-0 defeat to Pep Guardiola, no one really knows the side, on Thursday, Chelsea are now 10 points off the Premier League's top 4, with just 1 win in their last 7 games. Here's under-fire manager Graham Potter, who believes he still has the full support of the owners, and said he needs time to turn things around.
I don't think I'd have left my previous job if I didn't think there was a chance that the owners would give us support. You know, they're absolutely in line with where we're at and in line with what we're going to try and do.
Is the time ticking down on his tenure at the Bridge? It's finished here. Chelsea 0, Manchester City 1.
Obviously, with the past as Chelsea maybe and the change of management, and you can see why the questions are. But like I said, I've been here 4 months. If people are going to judge me on those terms, in that time period, when you consider how many games we've had, with the challenge we've had, that's fine. I can give you a counter-argument in terms of my career, in terms of what I've achieved. It's not like I was jumping at the first opportunity to move from Brighton. I had other opportunities to leave before I wanted to previously. But this one felt like the right one because of the owners, because of the support that they would give. And they've proven to be the case. They've been fantastic.
The pressure is piled, though, on Graham Potter. His side stay 10th, 10 points off the top 4, and it's now just 1 win in 7 league games for the Blues.
You see me here, and this isn't actually me all the time. So, of course, there's times where you get cross and you get angry. It's not like I'm some robot.
Their lengthy injury list grew by 2 as well, with both Raheem Sterling and Christian Pulisic coming off in the first half.
There's some challenges that we face. There's some margins in the Premier League that are difficult. We've had a massive transition. Problems in terms of injuries don't make it easy to be stable. It's sort of blah, 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 isn't it? You know, people want to see results and shut up, Graham, what are you talking about? You know, we need to win.
Chelsea come to a back four. They're at sixes and sevens at the back. Almiron gets across. Koulibaly again. Newcastle 1, Chelsea 0.
I acknowledge the team haven't functioned as well as we would like it to. I know the quality that I have, and I have the full support of certainly the owners and the players and the staff here. I'm more confident now that we can achieve things than I was when I started the job, because I understand the club, I understand the players, I understand what's needed.
Mason Mount from the edge of the box, fizzes one into the bottom left-hand corner. Chelsea double their lead.
All I know is I've got the total support of the guys above, and like I said, the players and the staff.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, looking back on all the weekend's FA Cup football and building up to Oxford against Arsenal. Come on, the dictionaries. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.